I loved what you wrote in that chapter that you wrote on prayer about moms who are incredibly busy. I'm in the throes of that myself. I have an elementary age child as well as a middle school child, and I only have two, and I'm crazy busy. So I'm thinking people who have three, four, five children are absolutely crazy busy. And one thing that you said is, hey, when you get up in the morning, maybe you don't have a half hour to sit down and make sure that you are getting into God's word, praying, but you do have at least time to say, God, can you give me a window today in order that I might find the time, make the time to pray? Just ask for some time. And then when that window comes, you know that he has given you that to do exactly what he would have you do, which is pray.
That's exactly right. And I also share, you know, with moms and when mothers pray, and in my book, A Busy Woman's Guide to Prayer, and is this one as well, that God hears our prayers when we're behind the wheel of our car and we drive by schools, and we can pray for the teachers and the students and for protection, even if our kids aren't there. We can pray as we wash our daughters' T-shirts and sweatshirts and our boys as well, that God will be the covering, that Christ will be center in their lives. So I believe that prayer is a conversation with God that we continue through the day, but it really helps. I know it helps me if I have a little quiet window that I can just read the word and just spend time talking with the Lord about my children and my grandchildren, because it's kind of like this, is that when our second oldest son went away to college, he went 24 hours away to Wake Forest in North Carolina, and we lived in Oklahoma. And there weren't cell phones then, and he's a dad and a doctor today, but there weren't cell phones, and he's not a phone talker much. But once in a while, that phone would ring. And I tell you, I'd just drop everything. Mm-hmm. Anything I was doing, I'd drop to hear my son's voice. And when he went to Iraq as a battalion surgeon with the Navy in combat and was trying to save Marines' lives, and he called one time. I got to talk to him three times in 9 months because they didn't have cell phones. They were in a very high security combat zone. And I tell you, I dropped everything to hear my son's voice. And nothing was important in that moment. And that's how God feels about us. It doesn't matter where we are, whether you're rocking a feverish baby, or you're in your car, or you're in your favorite chair, or in the kitchen. He loves to hear your voices.